Hey, hon, real quick, can you please confirm for me that Chris Wardle's wife's name is Jordan? It's Jordan, right?
Jordan.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. I will get to it and get this podcast started. Thank you.
You're welcome.
See you soon.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. As you heard, we're doing a podcast about a podcast. So I'm just letting you know that We'll Travel the Podcast, number 23, was in the books, but it was special. We did it at Rollin McGee and Rachel Bowen's house. They were kind enough to put us up when Gretchen and I drove to Idaho, something like that. And we got together with Big Mike, Chad, Ryan, Jordan, Chris, Nevada. Everybody was there, and we had a blast. And they were really drunk and really mouthy. Check it out. I think you're going to love it, but put the kids to bed first.
It has nothing to do with a taser.
It looks like a vape, like a Murph vape.
No!
Don't like vapors!
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah.
So, I'd be scared of it until you see what it really does.
Yeah, you're going to be disappointed when you find out what it really does.
It's a recording device.
Welcome to an abbreviated version of the Wheel Travel Podcast. I am your host, Rachel Bowen. I am Rachel Bowen, and she is not, she made her voice sound like me.
Here to host the podcast.
Is this Tom Sawyer?
We need the music. I hear the music and
it's time
to go.
That's right. So we are coming from no longer the compound. We have moved the operation to Salt Lake City, Utah.
To the McGee Mound.
The McGee
Where's this mound?
Everybody's playing on the McGee Mound. And who do we have here? A little roll call. Mikey.
Yes, sir.
Who's here?
We got Rachel Bowen, Rollin McGee.
He doesn't even know her name.
Jordan Wardle, Chris Wardle, Gretchen Cobb, Nevada, Strickland Green.
Van Kaiser.
And Chad Schoonover and Michael Van Kaiser Sword to follow it up with a grand total of Jason Cobb.
I didn't know Jason Cobb was a number.
Well, he's a grand total.
I'm a total.
He's a grand total.
He's the whole thing.
Oh, he's got a number. He's the world.
It's eight.
You have heard us talk numerous times about several people here. Obviously, we talk about Chad a lot, who does a lot of the Ultra 4 stuff, a lot of the Dirt Riot, a lot of the... what else do you do, Chad?
He plumbs toilets.
I do a lot of plumbing.
I pump shit right out of your house.
Chad, who's your biggest sponsor?
Pipe Layers are Us.
Mowing.
Mowing.
They haven't paid this year. Please edit.
No.
Pipe Layers are Us.
Schoonover Plumbing. McDougal Lodge in Alaska.
There you go.
Wow.
There it is.
Well, you're a corporate sellout is what you are.
I do what I can.
Mikey, what's your role in this whole deal?
I just play the old pit crew when I can.
Mike the mechanic?
Best I can, do what I can.
Take these broken wings
and fly.
And fly again. Learn to live so free. That was Mike and the Mechanics, right?
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. This is hard to do with Rush on. And you're married to this young lady here, Nevada.
Yeah.
No. Correct him, Nevada. What
there's
that
not even an engagement.
There's a ring, a reception,
really?
And a dude missing.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on.
He's in trouble.
Mike just got Beyonce, bro.
Hey, are you kidding me?
I did not know that. Don't eyeball me.
I did not. What?
Yeah, it's on their imaginary.
How long are you going to put up with this shit?
You mean you're up for grabs? Say
what?
I'm going on 16 years, I think. 16?
Me and her, yes.
Oh.
You both together? Wait a minute. Maybe it's you that don't want to get married. I said don't.
Yeah.
You're in Utah. It's okay.
Yeah. Everybody knew what I was saying. What's the deal with that? What's going on, fellas?
Not to put you on the spot.
She's not a dude, but
maybe
that's what Mike.
Maybe that's the hesitation.
Ah, maybe so. I don't know.
I think we should do it right now.
She's ordained. We can do this right now. Gretchen Cobb.
Let's marry get married
them. Right now. Right now.
Say I do right now.
Say it.
Don't.
Well, that felt
good. Don't.
That felt
good. Yeah. Wow. I apologize for not knowing that.
So, Chad, what ultra tournaments are you into?
All of them.
Jason, how's your play fight from North Carolina?
Get your own show. What's going on here? No.
I tried to save you. I tried.
If Chris had a show, there would never be any guests and no one ever get a word in.
Nope.
So, obviously, you guys have heard me talk about Rollin McGee as well, the original podcast fan. Rollin, thanks for having us. Thanks for hosting. Thank you for being you.
Hey, thanks for coming and allowing us to throw a party, because, then it's just day drinking if there's not a party involved. So
it's just awkward at that point. I'm sorry not to rub this in, but you just got engaged.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So
yep.
Do we have a date?
Nope, no, not yet.
Why not?
Well, there's this thing called racing season, and usually that messes everything up. So we're trying to figure that out.
Why is your eye twitching? Oh, was I not supposed to say that?
There's another woman in the picture.
I understand. Yeah, I understand.
Maple?
She's hot. She's starting to come around to me. I really am starting to like Maple. And it was great to watch the other one. What's the other one's name?
Brutus.
Oh, shocking. What? That is like an English bulldog?
Yeah.
That he is.
That is the fattest head I've ever seen on an English bulldog.
Yeah.
Could you imagine birthing that? I know. No. I think about it often.
Well, Rachel is the dog mom. So.
And Jordan?
Yes.
I talk to your husband twice a month on the phone, and I need a nap after every time I talk to him. How do you live with this man?
She sleeps a lot.
That's why their house is 6,000 square feet.
You know what Adam Carolla says? Number one thing you need in it to make a marriage work is square footage.
That's right.
You find that to be true?
I'm just never home.
What do you do to occupy your time?
I work out. Jordan owns a gym. I own a fitness studio.
Is that right?
I do.
Are you a personal trainer to people, or do you...
Group fitness. So I do group fitness classes.
And okay. She's amazing.
I'm into fitness cheeseburger in my mouth.
How long has that been open?
A year and a half.
And a year and a half?
Yeah.
Your youngest is...
10.
10? Wow. So you're a mother to two.
Uh-huh.
You got to keep track of this thing over here and run your
whole world. Well,
wait a minute.
I have two kids. I'm not his mom. I don't keep track of him.
Yeah, but you got to know if you're paying the bail money or if you're... it needs some coaching.
That works in our family.
And Chris,
mm-hmm.
What's your story? So... UTV racer extraordinaire turns co-driver for Ultra 4 turns Trophy Light racer extraordinaire. How do we get from the start to the finish?
Chad's buddy builds a Lucas car. Me, Chad, and Rollin are working on Rollin's car. What are we doing in the garage? Working on Rollin's car in my garage. Rollin was getting this house. He borrowed some garage space for a minute at my house, so we drove all the way out to Louisiana, Utah.
It's far. It's really far. So, hit a pack of lunch.
So we're like sitting there, and Chad goes, my buddy has this racer for sale, and it was fully built, ready to race, and I said, I'll buy it tomorrow. 3 months later, Rollin picked it up, paid for it, and then... We went out and raced 2017 King of the Hammers. We pre-ran
in a razor.
No. We pre-ran in it, and then I came back and said, I want to race Best in the Desert. We didn't race any Best in the Desert. We raced it, broke it. I welded a whole ton of metal to it. And then we went out to Laughlin, raced at the river.
Lost our 9-iron and pitching wedge.
Hang on. I want to toast. Where's my Gatorade?
The bag.
You have drank all the Gatorade.
There's fresh out of Gatorade, but we have vodka.
Look, we got some Sprite, bro.
Has that been? Hold on,
I'm gonna try to. Yes, I'm gonna try to stop. I'm gonna.
It's already in there.
No. This is lemon lime.
Where's
soda.
Where's what I asked,
Brohim?
I am going to start talking like Luke. My sponsors. No. So I'm driving home with Chad.
Got what we're doing. I'm listening.
I'm driving home. I'm driving home with Chad and Rollin, and they're like, "Jason just brought Trophy Light. You should buy a Trophy Light." And then I was there, and we were welding your cars together. And then I watched Aaron Wedeking's kid destroy one.
Maddie.
Yep.
Yep.
And I think actually everybody destroyed one. Yeah, there was no body panels left on any of those.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
and
no.
You finished, and I didn't. Matt Rollins sat on the side of the highway.
Matt Martelli actually didn't have, they didn't lose any body parts, but they lost a drive shaft. So
Rollins says, why don't you try to finish a race?
What is so goddamn funny down there? Share with everybody.
I meant to the phone.
Rachel Bowen. Dude,
not do what's on the fissure.
Chad said, whose phone is this? We need to move it. So I pushed the button. It's a picture of Nevada Strickland Green Van Kaiserswerd. And Mike says,
she's mounting a horse.
Say goodbye.
I meant to the phone.
I was moving it so that it didn't get destroyed right here by Mike, which almost...
Don't worry.
Well, Nevada's out of the house. In other news, she's on the market.
So now that I'm single...
Yes. He needs are a trophy light.
Right?
Are there any... Never mind.
So Rollins says... Don't go there. Rollins says as we're driving home, and Chad, quote me on this. He's like, you could really make Jason's life a living hell.
You could really make Jason's life a living hell.
Wow. So mission accomplished.
Yep. That's
yep.
A
you're welcome.
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I got on the internet.
Yep.
Funny enough, actually, so while you guys were talking, Kyle Ahrensberg.
Uh-huh.
Or Ahrens.
Ahrensberg, yeah.
No longer Trophy Light, whatever. He had his truck there, and I started talking to him. He was really cool. You guys were all... And I was like, Razor, and then the Kelsons. And then I just talked to him for like 20 minutes. And he's like, hey, this guy named Jeremy has a truck for sale. You should call him. It's 40 grand, comes with a trailer. If you remember at King of the Hammers 2017, I tried to buy Josh's truck from you.
Yes.
You wouldn't sell it.
Yes.
Well, you wouldn't sell it for a decent price. Or what I thought was a decent price because I paid the most.
Well, that was in 2018.
Because I think I offered you 30 for Josh's truck. You want to buy a new one. And I said they're on the internet for 30, and you're like, dude, 40 grand, and I'll give you no spares. You remember this conversation?
Yeah,
it was
40 was with spares.
It was worth 35.
So we had that whole conversation. I said I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I don't think you thought I was serious, and then
no, I thought you were serious, but
I called Jeremy.
You ended up spending what?
68.
All right.
Money bags over here.
Hence the reason.
That's the Todd Jackson price. I'm not allowed to tell you what I actually
My friend.
Yeah, but that one came with all the cheater parts, so that was well worth it.
Yeah, exactly. I got a 1.5-pound transmission
here, right?
So I called Jeremy up the day after we got home.
Which is the Wyatt McMurray sow. Car now. So,
is it?
Yeah.
That's Wyatt's car?
Yep.
So I called Jeremy up and I said, hey, I'd like to talk to you, whatever. And then I talked to Tony Sato
because
he knows more about Jeremy's car than Jeremy knows about Jeremy's car.
Yes.
And then 2 minutes later, it's sold. Gone. Instant fire on whatever. So then I look up the next one, who is Jim Rossi's car.
Yep.
Who was for sale by McKnight.
Yes, Austin McKnight.
And then I talked to Mortis?
I don't think
you which one? Because they're
Texas
both for
phone
sale.
Number.
So, Texas phone number.
Texas phone number.
Okay, you're not telling me to text his phone number.
No, Texas. The new number is a Texas area code.
Okay.
Texas. Green truck, Texas. Red star on the side. Not the Challenge Financial truck.
Right.
Green truck.
Yes.
So I'm still in the 40s.
Yeah.
I'm in the 40s, and they all sell.
So that's George Marvel.
George, yeah. So I'm in the 40s, and they all sell. The next truck up is 50 grand.
Right.
And that is Challenge Financial.
Right, and that's Jeff Mortis.
Jeff Mortis.
Yep.
And they got a dude coming in from Canada to buy it, who somehow ended up with the truck that was sold.
Right.
Because that was the truck I wanted. That was the truck in my budget, and it came with the trailer. So... Talk to them. Somehow end up on the phone with this dude, Mike Slater. Mike Slater and me talk for forever. And he says, blah, 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 blah. And we talked for 9 hours. And then Todd calls like me this and podcast. Says, you what?
A lot like this podcast.
Yes. Oh, no. Your last one was 2 hours and 44 minutes. It took me 3 days to get through it.
Took me 2 hours and 45 minutes.
What are you talking about? What is... Yeah, but I had to play that over several days and 800 phone calls. Okay. So then I talked to the Mortis guy.
A little churchy dang.
And the Mortis guy and whatever. And then I called the Tony Sato back because he worked at Curry. And I said, what's the difference in this full float we're in? And he says, 10K. And I say, okay, well, the Mortis plus the 10K.
That's not the difference.
That's what they had told me. So 10K, whatever.
Yeah.
Which is
bumps, blah, 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 spares. And then I get on the phone with a really cool guy by the name of Todd Jackson, and he says, and we get along, and he says, I want you to have my truck. I want it to go to a good person. Let's play Let's Make a Deal, and we played Let's Make a Deal, and I got the truck.
Very cool.
He's a seller.
And has it been everything you wanted it to be?
Oh, it's the fucking coolest thing I've ever owned. Contrary to my last statement, I don't really own her.
No, no, no. I mean, no, I'm not implying that. She scares me to death, so I'm not.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
I was just trying to hope you would tie it into something family related, but that's okay. That's okay.
No. I scare you?
There it is.
I'm not going to lie. I get that a lot.
There it is.
Almost as much as like flipping upside down, but not. That is the most out of control I've been in my life.
Which part?
Both of them. The first one was super slow, rolling over. Like you're just hauling ass, and next thing you know, you're like, huh. Son of a bitch.
There it is.
Rolling. And until you've actually done that, I don't know that you can portray it. So for those listening to the podcast, I rolled my truck at the first race, and then I rolled my truck at the second race 14 miles in. So I learned nothing from the first race where I did it on the third lap.
No, you did. You learned to do it sooner.
Yeah.
Get it out of the way.
I ran out of talent before the race started. So anyway... total scariest moments of my life, but nothing funner than being in the truck and forgetting about everything else. I wish I could afford a more expensive truck, but I'll tell you what, I love every moment in there. It's seriously the coolest thing I've ever owned.
How many times have you been upside down?
A lot.
That happens a lot, though, in your sport, a lot more than what it should in our sport.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, the numbers have gone up a little bit.
Like door dumps.
Upside down.
Because other than the candy cart concession stand.
Oh, we're just talking about the new car, the new Ultra 4 car. So fast rollovers, I've had a few. I've had up over K-rails, through fences, into sheds.
That shot, you didn't even crash on that one, but your front end collision with the K-rail was violent.
Yeah.
Well, I was there.
Kept going.
Kept going. He didn't have any steering. He made it four more corners.
Yeah.
That was a brutal hit.
Hey,
and he was putting
Artec, thank you.
Yep, yeah, for sure.
Plugs.
And he was putting a whooping on a car.
Well, I was behind him, so not necessarily a whooping, but it's cool.
He was laying up.
Yeah, that A-arm car, right?
Yeah.
He was laying up a crossover. There is no way, had that panned out and that K-Rail wouldn't have jumped out in front of him, there is no way Ron wouldn't have had that car in the first
place. It was a good shot.
Yeah, back in my rock crawler days before having an Ultra 4 car, I mean, it was, if you went out every weekend, you pretty much were upside down at some point.
Yeah.
Every
weekend. Or you weren't doing it right?
Exactly.
Or pushing it or whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
So, you've taken your car to like Moab to play ride.
Yep.
How does that compare to, I hate to use the cliche of hammers, but let's go backwards. You know, a Dirt Riot series in Congress.
Wow. Yeah.
How does it compare to that? How hard do you push it in Moab playing? And I remember at one point we were talking on the phone and you were trying to go up something that not too many people do on a regular basis.
Well, the difference in owning an Ultra 4 car now is they're not necessarily a rock crawler and they're not a trophy truck. So you can do everything, but you're not the best at anything. So
story of my life.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, so you know, going to Moab is awesome. And it's nice.
Oh shit, I thought that was jack off as a trade. Master of none. God damn, I had it wrong. Anyway.
Nope, you had it right.
I'm going to put Rated X podcast.
I don't think we can talk the last one. So
I don't know that we need to teach Luke any more about fingering.
Oh my god.
Oh wow. What?
That was yeah.
That
was,
yeah.
We were all caught off guard on that one. So anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no. So you know, it's nice to get out of the competition scene and go get away and go just wheeling and go try and drive up stuff and you know, we took the Ultra 4 car and got it street legal, put some turn signals on it and
doing
stuff.
Doing the air quotes street legal.
Yeah, street legal, yeah. And me and Nevada actually went to Nevada, or we went to Moab in it, and you get to drive it from the hotel down the highway to a trail. We did some of the hardest trails in Moab, went and ran Coyote Canyon, and it's, you know, it's fun. But nothing really tops racing. That's why we do this, that, you know, that. That tingle of not knowing what's coming up and looking in the mirror and not letting someone catch you and running into K-rails and all of that. There's nothing that tops that. So as much as it's fun to get away from racing, it always brings you right back.
That was way too politically correct of an answer. That was fucking bullshit.
I'm stuck on the tingle. Yeah.
So. I've never been with him and him say... tingle.
Yeah.
So either. this is new territory. You, my friend, I have watched your in-car camera video that I have that I put my camera in your car.
Double
and
B.
Then I took your footage as well.
The one that you watch every night before you go to bed?
I masturbate a lot. A lot. No, I have watched that. No joke, no less than four times. You are silky smooth. Why don't you do more racing?
I just...
Is that what it is? I played it fast slow. I don't know. You've won.
Have you seen turtles walk up the bay to like lay eggs?
You cannot rile Chad. Chad is calm.
Yeah. He is.
I don't really get
riled. No, I riled him.
You're the ice
get
man.
This fucker off the fucking radio.
That riled him.
I've watched Chad race for the last 4 years.
It was your radio I took.
Last year I got in the car with Chad at the Dirt Riot Nationals, and he's just calm. He's straight calm. Everything, you know, he wants to win and he's fast, but it doesn't matter one way or another. So it's he's
smooth.
That's what makes he doesn't overthink. So
is this the one where you got him like jump the double?
Yeah, I mean we worked well together. Chad hasn't asked me to race with him again. So
I love having Rowan in my car, but I will fucking tell you. Legitimately, he will threaten your life. You'll be going 70 and something. You're like, this is not going to fucking pan out well. And he'll be like, let off the gas. I fucking dare you. Oh, yeah. One, I'll get off the car. Second, two, after I get out of the car, I'll beat your ass.
Yeah.
And then you jump off something at 70 and you're like, oh. And it works out. He knows his shit.
It ended well in Nationals for him.
Well, that's, I mean, so, I haven't been invited back, but he also hasn't won another national race. Yeah. So.
Well, that was just last year.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I would have Rollin in my car anytime. He pushes me. He makes me faster every lap. But yeah, we stay calm and finish the race, and you got to finish to win. So that's the way
so
I look
like
at it.
So does finishing include running to get gas?
That happened once.
That I'll tell
that
you what.
That was 2 years ago.
Now wait a minute. Now wait. I was
coming
there for
from
that.
The guy who runs out of gas exactly. After rolling over.
I had like what a 15 minute lead at that point.
I was gonna say the lead's weak.
You almost made it actually.
Yeah, Jason was there at that one.
Your stride was phenomenal.
It was, as he ran with the gas can?
He got all the way there, grabbed the gas can, and got halfway back, and then realized he was tired. Halfway back.
And did he still leave Calvin?
No, Calvin came and grabbed the gas can.
Yes, came back the halfway
point. Well, Calvin didn't have a seatbelt off before Chad was all the way to get
the gas. Long legs.
That'll happen.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're 7 feet tall, Chad. Yeah.
I just had to get out and go get some gas. Yeah. I had such a good lead. I had to.
Had to challenge yourself somehow, some way?
Half lead. A mile from the finish line?
Oh, yeah.
Less.
Yeah, less. Less. That was the. Was that the
we'll
same race?
We'll forget about that. That was yours.
That was
that
Congress.
You tried to push that rock down the hill.
The mountain. Yeah. The mountain up the hill.
Yeah. Exactly.
After pushing our friend, Mr. Randy Rod.
Oh, that's one of my favorite moments in racing still to this day, though. I think we can get him. Yeah. then two laps later, so he will ruin us.
That was the guy that I keep
trying. He owns Jimmy's.
You were on fire that same race.
No, so we had a flat and we were driving on the rim.
No, no, no. Right off the beginning.
You qualified, yeah, he qualified first.
You qualified first.
Yeah. Brand new car.
And then you took off.
Yep.
And then there was a little something that happened, but it was carburetor related or fuel injection related. Something happened with your fuel injection or your fuel delivery right off the bat.
No, this we hit the side of the mountain.
Yeah, yeah. This one we qualified first. We started out in front. After two laps, we had a significant.
Will you two quit bickering?
And
Crown is confusing.
Then we hit a Volkswagen size boulder at speed and ripped the tire and wheel, broke the wheel in half. And
we
were trying to drive on that wheel all the way back to the pits because we weren't carrying a spare. And we got nerfed while we had a flat wall pulled over and stopped.
14 miles ahead of these dudes, they finally catch us. And then, no siren. No, I don't know what angle the siren was at. They said they used it. It was more like...
Yeah, I remember that guy was a douche. And I remember you were fired up.
Yeah,
I
was hot.
He had three tires and came over and nerfed. Remember, it turned us sideways?
Yeah.
He was smashing those brand new KC lights into the rock trying to make a new boulder?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But they made it.
He made two out of one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. What is going on over here?
It's really hard to drink. For Yahtzee. Mike and Chad.
Does that burn in your nose?
No.
Mike, what are you doing?
He's looking for ice in a refrigerator.
Why would you do that?
I keep asking him the
I've
same
told
thing.
Him to shush four fucking times, Jason.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was trying to be polite to the cast of Pause.
No, you weren't.
Cast of Pause.
You should change the name of it.
So now that you've completely derailed, like, what events are coming up?
What do you mean?
Saving your podcast. Get back on the tracks.
Hey, don't save the podcast.
This podcast.
This will be the best one ever.
Right on top.
It's going to make
air. The king.
I can see the title. The title says, Jason and Gretchen travel to Utah, much to our dismay.
We ended up with the McGee Mound.
They posted one you couldn't even listen to because the recording equipment was like 7 minutes behind the sound.
Oh, this was perfect. Yeah. We haven't converted them to Mormon. They don't have seven wives yet. Like, everything's fine.
Jason's well, now that I know that Nevada's available, I can leave here with two.
But so is Mike.
You can get out of here.
Wait a minute. If Mike's available, I'm staying.
Hey, are you sure you want a four-syllable last name?
Let's start with something better than Gatorade. If I'm going to start, I'm going to start now. I'm going to be so fun drunk.
Yeah. Can I?
Cobber Sword.
Look, listen, that's a trade we're thinking about.
We got the Cobber Sword compound.
How's that going to fit on our jerseys?
Never.
That's a tough one. Yeah.
Hey, you've got to read.
You've got to read.
I'm spilling.
Quit drinking.
You've done both now. The rock crawling thing and the desert thing. Don't you think he would be phenomenal with his smoothness? And don't you think he would be phenomenal with this is great podcasting. I'm pointing at people. What a fucking idiot.
It's Roland to his left and Chad to his right. So finish up your question before you ask.
Well, that sums it right up.
Well, it's two directions, right and left.
North
and south.
Ray Charles just understood that.
Stevie Wonder's like, oh, if I can get it now. Thank God.
Listen,
I didn't know whose voice I was listening to.
Hello?
Why is Mr. Smith there? Did you ever listen to those? You're too young. You don't know that. How old are you?
45.
35? 35. Oh,
35.
I was riding my horse.
34. I'm
35.
Shout
out
to
one of us, 45.
How did we get part of a joke?
Was so young of a group?
Because we're attractive.
We appeal to all ages.
Hey, borderline stunning.
It's the drinking, maybe.
We like to party.
That doesn't even work.
And I'm the oldest. Wait, no.
You're not the oldest.
Yeah, they're those two.
I'm way older.
I am not older than you.
Those two far.
I have all of my hair.
Roland. This is this lands on you.
Him, okay.
This lands on you.
All right.
Other than sucking up to me because you wanted some light.
Well, yes, yes.
How did we...
And not taking no for an answer.
How did... Yeah, you're fucking annoying. How did we... Actually, I said yes to you immediately.
Yeah, you thought I lived in, like, Illinois or something.
That was very weird to me. I was very confused. I don't know what the hell my deal was.
Salt Lake City. Who knows?
No, it wasn't that. It was... I was... I don't even remember the deal, but I definitely remember being so confused when you said you're in Salt Lake. I'm like, no, then you're not the guy I was talking to, and
yeah, somebody,
it turned out to be.
I got somebody else's lights, is what happened. And I'm.
That's
awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's how this. Shit. Nope, can't send you anything, but I got a package here.
I heard it was like booby pics.
Whoa!
No,
sure.
No.
Casey, Pacey, negative.
No, that never
None
happened.
Of
that
ever
that
happened.
Never happened.
Yeah, I'm not
once.
Sure.
No, seriously. How did we? Sorry. Speaking of booby pics, I thought your elbow was a booby. That's my move. Hey, did you see that over there? No, that was to my left, Stevie.
Ray, immediate left.
How did we gel? I mean,
Luke, scratch boobies.
Yeah,
and you, motherfucker, saying to my 14-year-old kid, "Hey, you want something to drink?" That was to my right, to Mike. So my 14-year-old kid.
This is part of our gelling process.
Hey, man, you want anything to drink?
He's 14, but he was 22.
It's just so happened we were at a race in Congress, and your son is very mature for his age.
You're saying he looks
and he looks. Way older than I thought at that point.
Josh, baby
and I
face
offered
cop.
Him many shots of fireball.
In Mike's defense, we had polished a half gallon already.
Yeah, at that point,
up,
that's
so.
For sure.
14.
Yeah,
he was 15.
Josh doesn't look 15. Over 15 right now, is what I don't get.
No, he was not 15.
Well,
he was 14.
Okay. How many years have I known you guys?
Yeah, five.
Five liters.
Well, fuck, don't say that. He's 19.
And that would make him
a little older.
Well, 60 stories.
Yeah. 344 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. 14, 15, it don't matter.
Yeah, he was not legal. So He's still not.
I definitely offered him a shot of fireball on my mistake. He politely declined, and then Dad Jason said, he ain't old enough to be drinking. You ought to not be offering him a shot. My bad.
That's probably not
six or seven Edwards in there, but yeah,
it was. It was pretty close to that. Jason was pretty cordial with me. He's like, "You probably ought to not be offering him a shot." I was like, "Oh, my bad." And
Mike
comes
I'm
up to me
triple.
Later and goes, "He's probably underage. You should probably just offer it to Jason." I was like, "Yeah, well, my bad. So
But the problem is Josh took it and Jason didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I want to know is why Josh
remember,
is...
I don't remember those details. So.
Yeah, just like the pics.
Neither does Josh.
That's fine as long as nobody remembers.
All I know is Josh said, no, I can sleep in the KC Toter home. I'll be fine out here, Dad. And I went, all right, I'm out of here.
And he's still alive and kicking. So
yeah.
And then there was like the naked guy running up a mountain that someone paid.
Never.
What?
That
wasn't
was in
me.
Delta.
Wasn't
Whoa.
Me.
That was the Congress.
Wasn't me.
That who
it was
fell
a KC
down.
Sponsored. It was a KC sponsored nude event.
Who?
Those have never happened.
You need to leave out some names
yes.
and some details.
Don't
some
tell
things.
Chris anything because Chris spills the beans on everything.
Wait a minute. Was
those,
that the guy
that
fell
there.
Naked down the rock deal?
Listen,
yeah, yeah,
those
yeah.
have
oh.
never. KC sponsored naked events have never happened in the documentation of.
Documentation. To the right.
To the right.
To the right.
Mike
of Casey highlights.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
never.
I have no proof of this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nor was there any twerking
Cakes
going on the
happen.
Side
if
of
the
Casey
twerking. Not, you must acquit.
That's right. And it did not. It yeah. did not fit.
Still,
there was no male twerking.
No.
Never.
It wasn't male and male.
No.
Uh-uh.
And that light. Was disappointing in Delta.
It was.
I know.
That we
yeah.
built for Delta.
Yeah, but that's all right. We can make a better one.
Someday we will.
Like a laser one or something.
Something.
The yeah. Bear Pyramid was not disappointing.
No. That is true.
That was the first time I really got to understand who you people were.
Alcoholics.
And I'm still here.
So reverting,
hey,
reverting
after
back
the
to
kid
how
to run
this
up,
happened,
the mountain was naked
because... You had no friends and needed anything.
I was grasping
yeah,
for anything.
Anything. Yeah.
No, not.
Well, we hit it off, I felt, or maybe, again, it was the suck-up deal, but I started following you around like a puppy. And so there had to be something.
I seem to remember following him.
We met in Moab.
Yeah.
And you showed me lights, and we were looking at cool stuff. And
we went to Moab Springs Ranch, where Jason was staying. Then we went to the Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
Jason bought us dinner.
That was the best night of my life.
Moab Springs Ranch is the best.
Yeah.
The best night of your
not
life.
Not sponsored.
I think it just came from...
I don't remember any of that.
What?
You, Jason, you really
Jason
has a really weird...
How were you
Ray.
Chosen?
Ray.
Nobody.
Jason has a really weird look on his face.
I swear to God, I don't remember any of that. I do remember going out... Area BFE.
Yeah, but this was
watching
the year
race.
After.
This
was
the
year after.
The year after we came to your condo and all that. So the first year we just saw you at BFE. That was it.
That wasn't the introduction time in Moab. I only saw you downtown, right? Or in the where the
arena.
Yeah.
No. You came down to where all the vendors were down at the arena.
Yeah.
And then I came out to BFE to see you.
Yes.
To
correct.
See what you were all about.
Correct.
And. Because we desperately needed someone like you, energetic, young, hip, doing sports that we weren't doing a lot in at that point.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to use you at
Perfect.
That point. But then I actually fell in love with Mike.
Yeah.
Amen.
After offering Josh liquor at 13.
That was actually, I fell in love before. That's why I was cordial to him when he was offering it up.
I didn't beat him.
Because actually... His passion for what you were doing and his desire to... Most guys are out there doing it because they can't figure out how to do it themselves. Mike was interested in making your program better. And I appreciated that. And then I think I even remember... I don't know, Gretchen, do you remember me talking about Chad?
Never.
All right.
Yeah. Only Big Mike.
No.
The
plumber? No, that wasn't the question.
The 7'6" plumber never came up.
You were talking to Chad without him knowing. Do you remember when he was talking to Chad?
I think, truth be told, I thought that we had a much better opportunity for long-term success with Chad than I thought with Roland. And as I turned out, I was wrong about both.
Chad at that point didn't have a race car.
Yeah, he did. So, he did, but I remember there was something. Anyway, you guys were all great, and I'm glad it's turned into 5 or 6 years of whatever this has been.
Great friendship.
Are we drinking again?
Where did Robbie fit in all this?
He came with him, you motherfucker.
We don't talk about that. It's fine.
This could get Will Travel some followers.
That's why I have a...
Of the worst kind.
Listen.
It's fine.
That's why I have a van with no windows, no interior, desert tan on a trailer in my front yard. It's because he's paying me back for Robbie.
that is true.
Amen.
Need a mohawk on the van stat.
We don't have an HOA,
hey,
Jason.
Roland.
Hey,
Roland.
Jason, is that van start?
Jason.
Yeah, with a battery it would.
Jason.
Okay, let's
put
a battery in it.
Phil Rollins.
With what?
I think that one's mine.
Phil Nevada's.
This is Steph.
That's mine right there.
This is Rollins.
Yeah. Oh, we're so picky. We've never drank off the same
bottle.
Well,
no, I wanted her to get her own glass.
Where's yours?
Okay.
Right
there.
Yeah. We're doing this? I'm sorry.
Phil Nevada's, Jason?
Yeah, I'll Phil Nevada.
Okay. Whatever you want.
Not the state.
You give
she's
her all
single.
You want.
She's,
yeah. Recently single.
Yeah, single after 16 years.
On a recent 16th year event, she may be single.
I'm so
holy fucking hole.
I love you to death, man.
I've got a giant
I
hole.
Understand it.
I got to go home and dig myself
knuckles.
Out of this.
Knuckles. Boom. Knuckles. Boom. Where do you want a shot?
No, I'm good.
I'm sorry.
I got to drive to...
Do you realize
remember
the park
Tennessee?
In the
oh, yeah.
middle
no,
of the road.
No, Louisiana.
I'm parked in the middle of the circle.
Yeah.
You're the most important
Don't
thing
start
in Mike's
blowing
life.
Kisses now.
That was a good line.
So let's tell the Rob Flandro front yard
story.
Hey, Jason,
story, hippie story.
Can we not tell this one?
No, let's tell it.
Let's tell it.
This is the whole reason that the compound even exists.
That is he is the reason why I moved We went the day after and started looking for property and found the compound.
Oh, wait. Are we going to tell a story about, like, when I had 7-year-old kids at your house and then Robbie took off all his clothes and jumped in the pool?
Yeah, I don't think he was the only one without all of his clothes.
Oh, no, but he... a lot of people without out their clothes.
No, they were in their skivvies.
That was Kong.
He wasn't.
That was Congress.
To my left.
Hey, this is Tucson.
I was trying to do him a solid and put it all on Robbie, but whatever.
No, that was
Congress.
That's
this
part of
Tucson.
Life right there.
This was so, different.
If there's nudity, we want credit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're taking it off.
At Congress, Robbie was the only one fully naked. Off.
That was January or something. And
it
you
was cold.
Dumbass.
It was March. It was March, and your pool did not look heated.
Now, wait a second. No, why would you heat a pool in Phoenix?
It was 85 degrees.
Yeah, but my now 14-year-old son would have been 2.5 years ago.
Yes.
Your car's 2.5 years old?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Were you, even, were you in your car? I guess you were.
14.
Yeah.
That was the
first
race.
Feels like 12.
It is 12.
So my 12-year-old son's swimming in a pool where Robbie takes off all his clothes.
I do remember you being hot about that.
And I was kind of like, hey, could you keep your dick away from him?
Then there's that.
Listen, my sweet innocent son who...
I distinctly remember him saying... Happen. Your 12-year-old son saying, mine's bigger than that, Dad.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, you don't have to worry about it.
Boy, that pool is cold, I'm still bigger.
Gavin was passed out on Josh's bed, I think. Josh was studying.
No, he was on the couch.
Josh was still studying for a final, hadn't even graduated high school, and Robbie's
SATs.
Running around naked in the backyard.
ACTs, one of the two.
Was Josh, was like a freshman or
Josh
something.
Josh was studying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that. Now I know none of this study. Makes sense. Yeah.
I broke that kid in, so don't worry.
By you broke Ryan way. Or you broke
not
Josh
that way.
In?
Come on.
Then he's ruined.
This can be ruined. This can hold you in court.
Yeah, yeah, this will work in a court of law.
Fine.
So anyway,
I'll start my ears.
So the group comes over to the old house, and we lived in a community HOA, and because I was doing a lot with racing and stuff, we constantly had trailers in the front yard and trailers on the side of the house and all sorts of stuff. But we had always kind of pushed the limits and always pre-apologized to neighbors and stuff like that. So, and I do remember this man on my right, Chad, before I went to bed as the old guy, I walked up, I sought him out, I looked him square in the eyes, and I said, Chad, you're in charge. And control Robbie.
Whoa.
That fail.
Absolutely.
You're setting him up
words.
For failure.
That was his exact words.
So
this had to be Tucson because you kicked us out for
this
Congress.
Was Tucson.
We all had to drive back.
It was Tucson.
So this is when you guys, we did the light testing out first.
Tucson.
Okay. All right. So Chad's car, Rollins' car is in the driveway in the RV gate. And out in front of everybody is Rob with his car on the trailer right in front of the driveway blocking everything. So before I go to bed, I go outside to say goodnight to everybody, make my rounds. Hey, Maple. And there is a tent.
Knock at the door.
Or something on.
Never.
You guys had hippie with you?
Yeah. Oh,
there's a tent on the front of the trailer. So I said,
on the street.
What
in
is
your HOA?
What is
HOA.
What is that? What is going on here? And they said, oh, well, that's where hippie's sleeping. I said, no, he's not. I said, yes, this is where he's sleeping. I said, no, there is a yard out there. There is a deck that you can look out over the valley. There
in the
is,
backyard.
In the backyard. Go back there, do whatever you want, have a camp out, sleep out. I don't care. Cuddle up with my kid. Apparently Mike's got him loaded up and ready to go. So I go to bed after saying my piece. Chad and I have looked each other in the eye. We're clear on his detail. I go to bed, and my head does not hit the pillow before I hear the start of a race motor at midnight. Maybe.
Midnight.
And then I hear bang. And then it shuts off. So I'm hoping he's killed himself. But as it turns out, it was hippie, and he had pulled the car off the trailer without the ramps, and it had bottomed out on the trailer. And he had moved the car off the trailer onto the sidewalk so that he could in fact, sleep where the back of the car once was.
But without a tent.
Without the tent. No, no, no. That's. But at that time, it was not known to me. So I come outside and I look at. I'm first of all. I don't know if I'm more mad at Chad or Robbie.
Hold on.
First thing that Chad, I see Chad first. He looks at me. And goes, I didn't know where he was. It's the first thing he said to me. I didn't know where he was.
And I was in the shower. And I came out of the shower, and you started yelling at me. And I had no idea any of this was even going on.
I was outside yelling to stop, and nobody's listening, and Robbie's not even anywhere to be found.
Chad doesn't know how to yell. Don't let him lie to you.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's like, I
didn't
know
you.
Hippie, don't. Hippie, please.
Come on,
hippie,
guys.
Please.
Reasonable,
nope.
Please.
HOA, Jason, you know, he's going to be pissed.
Ixnay on the... So... I said, under no circumstances is anybody sleeping out here. Leave the car where it is. Get in the house. So I wake up at my typical 6 a.m. in the morning. I'm the first one up. There's bodies everywhere. It looks like a morgue. And I walk outside. And I swear to God, I wish I can make this up. So he did not sleep in the tent. He stuck to his word. He was sleeping on the trailer in the place of where the tent once was, by himself, on top of the covers, because it was already like 55, 70, whatever degrees
in
out.
4.5 inch for us in pink shorts.
Yes, with his open, unbuttoned all the way down.
Flamingo print.
Absolutely. And
he's only done this in my house 20
all
times.
I remember is my 7'2" neighbor pulling out of their driveway and stopping, looking at him, looking at me, shaking his head, and driving off. This is the same man who I screamed at for leaving their fireworks shit all over my front yard, is now looking at me going, really, you had the balls to scream at me. So,
and you wonder why I moved to the farthest west part.
It was the next day that after you guys left that we took off in the Jeep. And we tried to find property. We said, we can't do this.
So, Robbie and Hippie, you're now welcome. You can sleep anywhere on the property.
What do you mean we can't do this? We were getting kicked out.
Well, we did have a conscience. Right? Conscience?
Whatever that is.
Thank you.
Oh. Yeah, so you were going to uphold the kick-out notice is what you're saying.
Yeah, I how could I fight it at that point? But, and it wasn't our first infraction by any means. We probably, honest to God, Gretchen. How many dollars did we spend with the HOA?
Oh, goodness.
In fines?
Honestly.
Oh, in fines?
Oh, you should have that conversation with Jordan.
Oh, the trailer police. Yeah.
Oh, I think I got about $4,200 in fines from Rollins' race trailer being in my driveway for 31 days.
Oh, but we were so good. We would go.
Oh, we were. We just.
Oh, no. We stored the trailer elsewhere. We would go get it the night before, load it up after work. It would literally be there for a few hours, and we would leave the next morning. We would come home. Unload it, the trailer would be gone the next day. It was never there more than 24 hours, and every time we would get letters.
Every time.
Oh, this time
every
they just
time.
Egged the car.
Every time.
Is that right?
Yeah. They just egged
wow.
the truck.
We I parked in front of my neighbor's like driveway, and he didn't like it. But
apparently not.
No, he didn't.
Apparently not. Well.
HOAs.
Anyway, those are the great memories that you all have provided, and I appreciate that. And they are great memories. And... we love the compound, and thank you, Rob.
And Hippie.
I saw Hippie. It was so funny. I saw him somewhere.
King of the Hammers.
And he was not with Rob at that time. I'm not saying they weren't still together, but and not like...
They weren't
still a couple.
together.
They weren't
a domestic partner at that time, but... no, I saw him, and it was so funny, because you know how when you see somebody out of the context of how you know them,
yep.
you're like, fuck, I know you. Who are you?
And he kind of looks like Jesus anyway.
I prayed, and I asked him to sign my zigzag paper cover, so because that looks like Jesus too. So anyway, but I said hi to him. Hey, man, what's going on? And in typical hippie fashion, he was as cordial as could be, because he doesn't have a care in the world. But
yeah. All right.
I want to say, would he have been at SEMA? Could I want
been.
To say...
Mm-hmm. For sure.
It could have been. I'm not sure, to be
could
honest.
Could have been. Huh. Did I have all my hair back at SEMA?
No. No, it was at SEMA. They were at SEMA. I remember
okay.
seeing that it's a couple years ago at SEMA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he didn't know, because it's been a while since I've dealt with Rob. Yeah. So anyway, he was like, "Oh shit, I know you, but I don't know you." And well, I must have been really baked at your party or something. I don't know. But he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
No, he's a good guy, but you guys are great guys. So, see, you ruined my.
Thank you.
That's where I was going with that, and you ruined that. Thank you. So, I'm sure he's a great guy, but you ruined my segment. So,
sorry.
We got to start this whole thing over.
Well, okay.
Hey, so I'm Jason Cobb, and we'll travel podcast. And
so, when are we introducing ourselves?
Now. And Mike, who do we have here?
Hey, when we get to the engagement thing, you might want to try harder.
She'll be fine.
Well, we'll I know we're going to have a discussion in the car. Yeah. All right. Well, you guys are great. What's next? What's next for all of you? Let's go around. What's the next event you're doing?
So this is to the left.
To the left.
Yep. Ray.
We're racing next weekend, Lucas Oil Regional, Utah.
You're confusing everybody because you're an Ultra 4 guy. You're driving this thing on the Lucas Oil track.
Correct. Yeah. Like I stated earlier, it's not the best at any one thing, but you can do everything. I've taken this to the drag strip.
Watching paint dry.
Got lots of looks. We actually
beat a lot of Hondas.
Yeah, tons. Well,
God, I hope.
Didn't you see them all in the driveway, pink slips?
I thought it was an Asian convention.
I actually really enjoy the short course stuff. I like the adrenaline of door-to-door racing.
Sure.
So that's next weekend. We're going to be doing that. The following weekend is a Dirt Riot race in Colorado Springs. So if the car is still kind of together, probably make that trip. And then towards the end of the season, a couple more Dirt Riot races, a Trail Hero race in St. George, kind of a short course endurance race, and maybe Ultra 4 Nationals in Reno.
Fuck, who cares? Why did I ask?
Yeah.
Nevada, what do you have going on?
Now
you're going kayaking this weekend.
Are you going kayaking?
Fishing, kayaking. Yeah. You're going kayaking? Yeah. Mike goes kayaking with you?
No.
Nevada is
like, no.
Kayaking him around.
Mm.
Maybe.
Well, that's cool. That's big news. Any big trips over the summer?
No.
Havasu Pie?
The Redwoods. We're going to the Caribbean. Where else?
July. We're going to the Redwoods. Their plan. And October is Havasu Pie.
Very nice. Very nice.
Take something else. Some
Gretchen,
trip in there.
How was your tour of Utah so far?
Well, tonight's been fabulous.
I told you it was going to get better. I told you this trip.
The tour at the McGee compound?
Yes. How was that?
Better than expected.
It felt a little bit like a high school dance when all the guys were out front and all the girls were out back.
Yeah.
That kind of like a wallflower scenario going on there.
I don't remember.
She came out and wrangled.
We were waiting for you.
She came out and wrangled us in.
Actually, why did she come out? She came out to say hi to you, and you weren't even here yet.
Well, she came out to get me to pay my bills.
Chew out.
That was later. That was later. Hey,
listen,
I didn't know she had an agenda, dude.
Listen.
She just said.
Listen, if you owe Gretchen money, you might want to pay her.
The hammer. What's next for you?
Gavin and Zach are racing the Lucas Oil Regionals. And then...
What do they race in?
So Gavin has a 170 and a JR2 cart. Zach is racing my previously raced XP1000 Pro Production.
Nice. And are they chasing the whole points? Or
so Zach's in contingency for points. Gavin will have to see how things fly out after this race because he DNS'd and DNF'd both of his race cars.
DNS did not start. DNF did not finish for those of you who are scoring at home.
He DNS the trophy card on Saturday, and he destroyed the 170 on Sunday. So the rule is kind of flexible in Utah with the regionals. So it will be where they hold to the you have to enter all four races. Cause
three. You have to enter all three.
So if they hold the three, then yeah, Gavin's in contingency.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's great, right? I mean, they're doing great. They're following in your footsteps, and...
I do love watching them race. I'm a little scared that they could get hurt, but it is.
Is it for
it's
you?
Panic and, it's panic and adrenaline all at the same time.
Is it for you like it is for me? I thought, I actually worried about when Josh started, we're shooting a podcast here. When Josh started...
Timeout for all of you.
I wanted... To the right. I was very concerned about sharing time with him. And I wanted to drive. I wanted to get back to my old days. And I wanted... And I was like, I really don't know that I want to share this time with him, right? As soon as he did it, I was stuck. That's all I want to do is watch him drive and help him grow and do well. Is it the same for you?
It is. So I put Gavin out on the track first. He's a little more aggressive. Zach was right in the... So I bought a JR2 thinking Zach would fit in it, and I put Gavin in a JR1, and I got the JR2, and Zach was 2 feet out of the roof of it. So I put Gavin in the JR2 early, kind of like Luke in the mod cart. He's at the young age. And then Zach is actually too tall for a mod cart, too. So he's an inch taller than me, and we're still
trying... Hang on. Use your big people words and talk.
We're trying to be polite.
Say hi, Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Hey, Ray.
We're recording this.
Ray, he's on the left, too.
He's 90 degrees left, long rider, black shirt, black hat.
So, yeah, like, I ended up...
Waiting for the dreadlocks.
Yes. So, oh, don't even.
That's my favorite. I love that look on Jake.
I put Gavin in the cart a year early, and then... I kept searching for a car, and I was racing the 1000, and Zach was really helping out in the pits, and I was remorseful. Like, I didn't have anything for him to do, and he helped out. He was a stud for a year, and he just kind of sat there while I dealt with his height, and then the trophy light thing came around, and it made perfect sense. I still wanted to put him in a mod cart where he could be competitive. I haven't found a decent-priced mod cart other than the $300,000 one that Luke's selling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, cart. We're thinking about it.
I'd buy that one. So,
Jordan, what's going on at the fitness center? What's your next move? Opening up a franchise?
That would be the goal, yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I hear Phoenix is a great place for those.
Yeah, Bar Fitness, we can get you hooked up. Give us a call. It's A-Tude Fitness. That's spelled with an E. It's French. Yeah, we'll franchise you right up.
U-D-E, it means school.
Yep.
It means fucking show up and work out.
And work out.
Amen.
Oh, that's the part I miss.
He won't work out with me because he says I'm mean.
Oh, she's more than me.
Wait, hang on.
I don't blame him.
Wait, we can get you to class Sunday morning on your
Shocker.
Way out.
Shocker.
Jason, we're going to class.
Oh, I pay money.
First three classes are free. You can come check it out.
Okay? I'll tell you what. I'll pay money. You make it through the class. And don't call her mean.
That's, yeah. I called her mean, and she's here being nice, so I'm sure I would call her mean. And what about you, Miss Rachel? What do you have going this summer? What's going on with you? How's the new job?
Awesome.
Yeah?
Love my job.
And how's the house is coming? It's been a year since I've been here?
Yeah.
It's amazing what you guys have done here, and it felt like a home. The thing I really dug about it, you guys had been in it about 4.5 hours when I got here. And it felt like a home then, but now it feels like your home.
Yeah.
And you guys have done amazing things. How much time do you spend on the house? How much time do you spend out of the house? What keeps you busy?
We never leave, ever. Except for this place is a prison.
Yeah.
We don't know what else to do. We do yard work, and then we race, and that's it.
I believe it.
I don't know. I heard that he didn't even know he had roommates. It's like, who are you people?
Oh, that's weird. Jake's here? Weird.
Well, he's actually here to collect our membership fees because this is his bar.
Hey, what's the Harley Davidson Honda? What's the chassis? That's a XR500?
250.
XR250.
XL250.
Okay, so it was the street legal one with the steel tank and everything on it.
Yeah.
That thing's badass.
Hey.
I like it.
Yeah. He doesn't ride Harleys. He rides Hardleys.
Yes.
Honda Davidson.
Got to flip it home. I know that's my last bike, and then I'm out of vehicles till go track them all down.
Oh, you came home without a vehicle again?
Yeah.
He left last night with a vehicle. Came home with that one. He left again today with a vehicle and came home without one. So,
what do you think of vans? Let's play Let's Make a Deal. So, Michael, stop tearing things up.
Wow.
What's on your agenda?
On my agenda.
Other than trying to rebuild your relationship with your girlfriend.
I plan to rebuild my relationship with my girlfriend. As best I can. And then, in the meantime,
I'm disappointed.
I plan to, you know, help Roland out as much as I can, help him out with the races he's got going on, him and Chad, as much as I can, but just keep doing what I'm doing. And
what do you do for fun?
He's gonna mount.
Drink.
I don't honestly know what I do for fun. I work so much. I don't have a fun hobby yet.
Wait a minute. We're not fun.
Now hold on until everybody jumps down my throat.
Yeah. Turn this
look
off.
Look at Linda.
Hand me that golf club.
If I've got a second, I definitely get a hold of my friends and I.
It's almost 2 a.m. You're having fun.
Well, it's 2 a.m. or. 4 a.m. My friends are up for whatever it's whatever I've got, whatever it's going. We're all for it. So
I cannot wait to hear the published version.
As far as my friends go, you know, my friends are great. They hang out with me. They do what they do best. So we're
we love you too.
We're all for it. That's all I gotta say. I don't know.
You have a razor, right?
If he takes it out, you're losing.
You have a razor. You have a Jeep.
I do have a Jeep.
So you go.
Both of them are handicapped until I decided I want to be a mechanic.
And horses.
Which is, I got horses, and I spend majority of my time with horses.
He's going to be the only one we can hear this
listen.
Podcast.
Oh, not the only one. Yes, yes, that's right.
Listen.
And maybe me, because I yell too.
Nancy, I'm not the only one yelling. But I...
Are you calling me Nancy?
No, like, Jason, Nancy. Nancy?
I have...
I will come over his bar.
I have quite a few horses. As best I can, I spend time with them and do what I can.
They're in Idaho where you're going tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'd love to spend more time with them, but I have my commitments.
You sound like an estranged father.
Well,
I love those fucking kids, and I'd love to spend more time with them, but goddamn it, I just can't.
An estranged father is pretty much what I feel like.
Is that right?
So, Chad.
Chad.
Hey, how you guys
doing?
What are you
going to
do?
Simply going to the next guy.
That's me.
To the right.
To my right, but left of mic. Yes. Exactly.
Left of mine.
I got a video from you the other day of where you were on a parch run in your razor.
To the right.
Yes. And is that a common occurrence?
Yeah, that's my.
That's Cruz's razor.
It's a common occurrence
his,
when he actually
his
works
2-year old,
on his car.
It's his 2-year old's razor, not his.
That's what happens. Yes, that's hers. That's what happens when you pull a transmission out of your buggy. You clean up all the oil. Actually, this was the first time.
Is that a gay term?
Yes.
Whoa. Is it tranny out of your buddy?
Yes. Almost.
Oh, wait.
Second sphincter.
I didn't spill a drop, right?
None was wasted.
And then I come outside like an hour later, and the tranny cooler decides just to dump all over the floor. So
why did you come out?
Did you get your rear end back?
You kids
I
and your
that.
Gay
You got a
slang.
Brand new one.
I do.
So your car is like in one piece.
Absolutely not.
So you're coming out to beat. You're coming out in less than 7 days
That's
from today.
To
7 days from
race.
Today to the Lucas race to challenge Rowan and whoop Murph and definitely destroy Robbie Philandro.
Well, 100%. Murph. Weston can drive his car way faster.
Shots fired.
Make sure you tag Murph.
Hashtag Jimmy's Army.
That's the goal. I got a lot of parts coming, and I'm waiting on some people.
Well,
so.
In your defense, Chad, you've only had since Hammers. That's not very long.
I have only
it's only like
February.
4.5 months.
Yeah. I have only had since February. I haven't.
How many desert races
and
is that, Jason?
And you took the tranny out.
Seems like
two
about
days ago?
15.
Last Sunday.
Okay.
He only had.
How many races have you entered since Hammers? Dirt bikes and all. 11?
Oh, my.
What was your question?
How many races he's entered?
We have
while Chad was waiting to get his
when
car back together. February.
So Parker?
It was the week after
the
Parker.
Silver State?
Silver State. the Mexico race.
Oh, the Canyon motorcycle
Canyon
race.
Hero, Sprint Hero deal. Mm-hmm.
The two-day deal, father versus son.
Let's not that get cocky.
Like, anyway, sorry. what were you saying? Go ahead.
I rented a car. I paid big money once to race in a Vernal race. Vernal was my co-driver.
Co-driver.
Yeah.
I paid big money for it to be prepped, delivered, which it didn't get delivered. Supposed to have brand new tires.
Yeah.
And the guy sabotaged me. Tried to kill me and Roland, both of us.
Yeah. Sure. So, he didn't put a bolt
Didn't put a bolt in the lower arm and a razor.
And it just fell off.
He borrowed this thing from a 14-year-old.
Paid him like $6.
Wow. I'll make sure to get you a trophy light brochure before I leave. Well, awesome. Well, I hope you guys have a great summer. Thank you for letting us barge in, Nevada.
By the way, they were running down the pack.
With one bolt in the lower arm.
Yeah.
What are you doing? We actually had zero bolts in the lower arm.
I really don't think it was ever there.
Well, you guys are amazing. And I will try to edit this and make you guys sound as normal as I can. Mike, no promises.
So what are your, before we close this out, and as we enter up on Vegas Torino,
Jason, what are your predictions for Vegas Torino? I predict someone leaves the start line and takes a checker, and they're going to win, for sure.
So, I have, when I talk about this with Josh, I can't include him.
So, he won nothing. Year before last.
Yeah.
Year before last, he won Vegas Torino last year or year before last?
2 years.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, okay. His first year in the class. And last year he got third. So, he's tough there.
Third by how many minutes? Because Mortis won... Jackson, then Josh.
No. Mortis, Archiero, Josh.
How many minutes?
I think we're 35 or 45 minutes. I drove the second half.
In 14 hours?
Roughly, yeah.
That's not a lot.
So, we had, what happened at that one? He drove 25 miles on a flat. He had a fuel pump go out. Oh, that's the race. Last year we had, so, Jeff, I'm not kicking you in the nuts.
But fuck you, Jeff.
But
Jeff Knupp or Jeff Mortis?
I don't know who Jeff Knupp is, but Jeff Knupp is.
He comes from teasing Luke.
I know.
Sorry, Jeff.
I know.
I was.
So, I think it was Jeff's first race with us. And it was just, it was so funny because Eric Greener and Jeff Knupp have like 2,200 years of experience between the two of them in off-road racing, and they drove right by pit one. And it just so happened that I was going
to pit one. Oh, this is when you got lost for fuel.
Yeah, I was going to pit one.
Borrowed it.
Just to be the radio communication and do timing. And Jeff is talking to him on the radio, and he says, "We're right here by the Honda pit." And I'm driving one way up the pit looking for the Honda pit. Josh is going the other way up the pit looking for the Honda pit. And we're literally passing each other in the pit as we're looking for the Honda pit. And Jeff's like, right here. I'm right here, dude. You can't see me. I'm right here. He wasn't there. He was at pit two right by the Honda pit. There was nobody in pit one. So I found Scott McNeil. Their UTV had already been through, and we borrowed their leftover gas. Put it in the car. Nobody had a fire suit on. Nobody had anything on. It was backwards in the pit.
Best in the desert. That's not quite true.
That did not happen. And five guys got back by us. And so Josh got back around, got going again, went 25 miles on a front flat. He kept thinking the pit was on the next side of the next hill. So then when we got into the pit, the truck fell off the jack with no wheel on it. And it was a horrible day. We let him down that day. He thought the car ran out of fuel. As it turned out, it was vapor locking. Jeff, since then, has changed the routing and stuff. We think we've got all that dialed. He's tough to beat in those type of races, but I can't vote for him because he's my kid, right? So I would have to say, if I'm a betting man...
And you are.
And I am... I'm going to say, I don't think Travis Williams can contain himself for 550 miles. So I don't think he will have a clean day. So,
but he's checkers or wreckers. He's out of the points.
Yeah, he doesn't care about anything but the end result of that race. So I'm going to have to say Greg Bragg finally gets his first win.
Ooh.
He's going to say you jinxed him.
I hope. I'm going to say that...
I like Greg.
I love him too, but he's killing us in points right now. I would have to say that the winners finally have a little bit of trouble.
Ultimate pit strategy. It's the challenge everywhere.
They've got the greatest team in the class for sure. They'll be very strong. I think that they're due for some problems.
Ryan and Corey, right? I'm looking for pit help.
So I'm going. For second place, I am going to say that, what did you say, fourth for you?
I want fourth.
That's funny. I was going to say fourth for you. I swear to God I was. I'm going to say that second.
So you got Rossi, who finished second in the last race? Did he end up getting second?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So you got second by like 30 seconds.
That's Anasazi, yeah. Right?
Over Bragg, yeah. Anasazi. So he's been
Bragg
fast.
In third. He was 30 seconds over third place, not first place. Yes.
So front runners. So you got.
So is Ryan winner.
So Bragg takes first. Bragg finally gets his
win. I think Bragg's going to win.
Now we got both the winners.
Yeah.
That's a tag team.
Okay. So I'm going to have to go. All right. Here's my. Is yes or no right now publicly? Is Todd Jackson driving with you?
No.
Publicly or
publicly, he's not driving with me, and I'm giving you my honest answer. No,
he's not.
Him and his wife have a trip somewhere.
Didn't I just bet Josh $1,000 that wasn't going to happen? All right,
you
really
did.
Is Slater?
And I tried to get.
Is Slater riding? Who's driving with you?
No,
you're soloing.
Rory, no, Rory is going to. We haven't worked it out. I got to call my good buddy Jason Cobb, and then I got to call Mike Slater, and then I take the advice of both of them, and I melt it into like one mashed potato type plan, and then I run with it.
Yeah,
because you got to mix it up. So Rory, my co-driver, as payback for him being at me with the last three races and committing to the last two, and just sitting over there strapped into the car, Rory is going to drive whatever I don't drive with Cody Pilcher. The owner of Motor Armor is going to be his co-pilot. So that's my payback. Here, take my race truck, my prized possession, and please don't wreck it. So he wants me to start the race and finish the race. He wants me to finish the race with him, and he wants to drive in the middle, which Mike Slater kind of suggested. I think that's what Todd and Mike did.
So who's co-driving with you first?
Andrew, my little brother. Then he's going to get out and run our pits with help.
Here it is, okay? So Jim Rossi has problems. I'll tell you why. He has asked me two times if I know anybody that does HVAC. By the way, if you're listening to this podcast and you want to move to St. George, Utah, I know someone who will pay your expenses to get up there. They need workers really, really bad. Let me know.
And good money plus a commission.
Yeah, absolutely. However, I think that heavy workload and schedule and underpowered, and I think that catches up with him at the longest race of the year. So Larry Smooser, who from Colorado, is coming in, and those guys are
in your rental.
No.
They own a truck.
I've never met this guy. So
they race the silver. No, the mint.
What color was it?
Blue.
The light blue.
Lighter blue.
TTM.
No. That's
not
Todd Mosden.
Okay.
Okay. Darker than that, but different color.
But lighter than the other dude?
Than Trevor Harvey, yeah.
We got to get some other than blue schemes, guys.
I agree. Guys.
Because mine's blue anyway.
Get a graphics guy.
Wait a minute.
Anyway, yours is bitching looking compared to the all blue trucks. Anyway.
Thank you.
I said that publicly. Anyway.
Thanks, Envision.
So.
Go tie.
I'm going to say that because Smooser, the year that Josh won, he was out front, and sheared his flex plate bolts off, and they couldn't get it back on in time to be a factor. He's going to get second, and Jerry Herlings is going to get third, and you're going to get fourth. Now,
Herlings was right behind me at Silverstone.
He was
though,
in
right?
the orange truck. He's in
Kyle Arnsberg's truck.
Yeah, truck. Yep, exactly. If I was a, if I have to speak from the heart, I'm going to say that you can't beat Josh in this type of format.
Now, why? Give me one why. Because he's consistent, steady, and he's going to get it done with no breakage, or is it like
no? Because
it's his track.
I don't think there's anybody better. Him. There's nobody better in the dust than Josh, and
he is really good in the dust.
And it doesn't matter where he starts. If he has no issues before the first pit or shortly thereafter, he will be physically out front setting the pace. He is.
Now, didn't he get physically out front at the Mint and then
Parker,
the steering arm?
The Mint. He lost a servo pump or a servo.
Well, the servo's not
Parker.
Him, but the Mint, he kissed a rock.
So they lost the tooth that keeps the caps in on the U-joint on the rear end, and so the driveline was able to fall out. They hit a rock. That was his fault.
So Jason as a dad's taking Josh first. Jason as a dad
no,
is
no,
taking
no.
who second?
I'm saying as...
So Gretchen's picking Josh first.
As the, yeah, there you go. There you go. I'm going to tell her what she's... No, as the owner of Trophy Light, I'm telling you that it's going to be Greg Bragg, Larry Smooser, and Jerry Herlings, and then Chris Wardle.
Okay.
Right there. The guys
if it goes
that,
in that order, I can actually take fifth.
The guys that need...
Points.
The guys that need... The points are going to get help this race. I really feel that.
And it's double points both for Trophy Light and Best in the Desert.
Not Trophy Light.
Not Trophy Light?
So, but there's
but
more,
isn't it
there's
more
finishing points here at this one.
Finishing, not starting.
Yeah, because it's a harder race to do.
Guys, finishing, so. Not starting.
So, but as Josh's dad.
As Gretchen's vote.
As Gretchen's vote, it's going to go
Josh. And then Chris Wardle.
Yeah.
And then Chris Wardle.
I love this lady.
And then Rolla McGee somewhere. I don't know. It would be if I was betting money on it, it would be Josh Ryan.
Chris Wardle.
If I was betting money,
Josh Ryan. See, I would go
Ryan winner.
Do you really think Ryan over Corey? Corey's faster.
Yes, because
Ryan's more consistent.
Because of Barry.
Because of his
Ryan is really, really good and really, really fast. And Barry is really, really good and really, really fast. I don't know.
Who's the alter in Corey Sharp?
I don't know. Barry has driven both. And
so you're saying I need to call Todd?
You just said he wasn't available.
I talked to him. He's not. But I mean, the right amount of, you know, competitiveness. Okay. So I say, this is my prediction. I'm with you. All those other guys, they show up. They're not ready. They seem to take themselves out. I say Travis puts it in second.
Wow.
A winner puts it in first.
No, you got to pick a winner.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know Corey well enough. I know Ryan. He's really consistent, but he's not... Ryan, I'm going to say Corey puts it together, doesn't have a bad day. And as much as I don't like it, I really think Corey parks it in first.
Okay. So and Corey, then, and then followed Corey, by Travis.
Travis, he's got an ultimate pit crew. He's got everything that Josh has got. And him and Josh are literally separated by seconds. So Josh in third. Fourth,
son
I can't.
Bitch. I don't like this version of it.
I'm being honest, though.
No,
I'm
just
really,
I'm
really
I'm,
telling
I'm
you. And then Josh in third. I can't figure out who's in fourth, but I take fifth.
I don't think we're going to have
fourth is
the luxury up. Of having. So who are our top 4 points guys right now? You have Winner, Bragg, and Mosden, right? Not Mosden, Rossi, right? Those are the four.
No, Rossi's behind me.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, so who's fourth? Because Josh is fifth.
Josh is fifth, I'm sixth.
Yeah. I thought you were fourth.
I thought I was ahead of you.
Yeah, I did too.
Not by much.
No, it's very, very close.
But I thought, I think that's right. I'd have to check because Best in the Desert, but yeah, we're all right there.
But like I said, you've got your six trucks. Rossi's a factor because
there's no
Joss
way
is prepping his truck.
There's no way that we're going to have. There's no way that we're going to have the top three guys, which we know is Winner, Bragg, Winner. We know that those three guys are not all going to have problems. I mean, just the odds are not with that. So you have to factor those guys. And in your equation, you did. You said Corey's going to win it, followed by Travis.
And I'm really saying Corey's going to win it because Corey had all the bad luck at Silver State. Yeah. Really, if you guys listen to this, you probably won't buy me any more beers. Really, I need both those guys to have a bad day.
Sure.
I really, really do for the points to even make sense. So I'm racing to finish. I'm not racing to place high. I want to be top five. And that's
if you finish and have a clean day, you will easily get top five.
So that's really where I'm shooting. I mean, truth be told, our whole game plan.
Well, we're looking at it a little bit differently. We know we're out of the points unless something miraculous happens. So we have to go out and win it and hope that other guys. We're looking to win out the rest of the season if we want a shot at winning the championship.
But I'm saying overall, top to bottom, first to fifth, 40-minute spread.
That'd be great.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think you're right.
Actually. How many trucks, dude, we are getting so competitive. It's tightening up as the season goes on.
I agree.
How many trucks do you think we get total?
17.
17?
17.
Ooh, should we bet on this? I would love it if 17.
I counted them out the other day.
Winner, Bragg, Winner, Cub, Wardle.
Okay, so, listen.
Josh is going to do great, but listen, I got to like set the...
You.
I guess you guys are only 9 points apart.
Yeah. Listen, you, Josh, Travis, Joe Fitos is coming back, Schmooser,
6 points.
Jerry Hurlings, he bought a second truck, his brother's truck, there's seven.
How many rentals?
Winner, Winner.
Okay.
Bragg, there's 10, without even trying. Okay? So we know that the two, John Slavic and Elliot Slavic, there's 11 and 12.
Okay.
Okay. We know that the guys that Jason Crabtree. Shit, I forgot about Jason Crabtree. He factors in. Those guys run well, especially in the long races. There's 13.
There's your list of people.
14.
You can scroll. There's more.
You were 13 and Jason
Rossi,
Crabtree.
And I didn't say Rossi. Nope. So there's 14. So, Wyatt McMurray, there's 15.
The Canadians are coming back.
For sure. They're running the whole season. So there's 15. We don't know about the people that bought Spitz's truck, because he told me that he was going to do Vegas Torino, even though Spitz told me they were only going to do Nora. There's 16. Brandon Archiero says he's coming. If we let him back in, there's 17.
Tough talk.
So we're already there. Tough talk. So we're not far
I'm
off.
Rooting for you, Brandon. Say good things.
No. Don't say good things. Fucking do good things. I'm tired of you saying you're going to do things. I want you to do them. That's the bottom line. It's all about character. It's all about being honorable and being respectful and shutting up.
So, Brandon, you had your talk. We'll see you at Vegas Reno.
You know what? And it's not going to be up to me. It's going to be up to the Trophy Light owners because we're all tired of it. So
Brandon.
And on that,
Brandon, that's great. We're gonna see you. We're gonna see you at the racetrack.
What? Chris doesn't know what he's talking about. So
that's
anyway,
17.
That's 17.
It's gonna be an awesome epic race.
Yep, I agree. Hey, anyway, we're gonna wrap it up. This is Jason for everybody here at the, what is this? The McGee Mound. That's right. And thanks for listening.
Good night.
Good night.